Ready to elevate your range day or hunting trip? Silencers are the best upgrade you can make to your firearm. And yes, they're completely legal. Silencer Shop makes getting your suppressor easier than ever. Silencer Shop is the nation's largest suppressor distributor, and they'll help get your new suppressor quickly and easily. Suppressor approvals are coming back faster than ever, often in just a few days. Silencer Shop guarantees an exceptional experience with their top-notch customer service, unbeatable prices, and renowned submission simplicity and accuracy. They partner with over 6,000 local gun stores nationwide to ensure easy access to the best suppressors. And at Silencer Shop, a portion of your online purchase supports your favorite gun stores directly. In just 5 minutes, you can have your fingerprints and paperwork ready to go, thanks to the Silencer Shop kiosk. There is nothing easier. If you're not using Silencer Shop, you're working too hard for your suppressors. The one-and-done solution for your suppressor needs, ensuring a headache-free purchase. Explore Silencer Shop for your next suppressor addition and immediately open your eyes to a better shooting experience.
It's Saturday, 13 April. Welcome to a special weekend edition of the President's Daily Brief. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get right to the brief. Iran's retaliatory strike against Israel has begun. Now, it's important to note that we're dealing with a very fluid and developing situation. So at this stage, the PDB will only bring you information in which we have a high degree of confidence. The Islamic Republic launched a major attack from its own territory toward Israel late on Saturday. The Israeli military estimates that Iran launched more than 100 drones and a still unknown number of missiles from its territory. The IDF is tracking the drones and is making efforts to intercept them. This is the first time in more than three decades that a state has launched an attack directly on Israel. The last time that it happened was in 1991 during the first Gulf War, when Saddam Hussein launched dozens of Scud missiles into the Jewish state. Iranian state media has confirmed the retaliatory strike. In a statement read on Iran's press TV, the IRGC said, quote, "In response to the Zionist regime's crime in attacking the consular section of the Iranian embassy in Damascus, the IRGC's Air Force hit certain targets in the territories of the Zionist regime with dozens of drones and missiles," end quote. The Iranian mission to the United Nations has tweeted its own statement, saying the attack was a response to Israeli aggression. It also added, quote, "the matter can be deemed concluded," end quote. Now, that's an important statement. It seems to suggest that Iran doesn't want this to escalate. From what we've seen thus far, it appears that Iran felt the need to have a direct response rather than using proxies in order to demonstrate a sufficiently strong and face-saving response to the attack on their consulate in Damascus. But they seem to have almost telegraphed their intentions in an attempt to avoid this situation from spiraling out of control and into a conflict that they understand they cannot win. The strike comes just days after the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, warned it would hit back in response to an airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria that left several high-ranking Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps generals dead. President Biden returned to Washington on Saturday evening. He was in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, for the weekend. In a post to X, Biden vowed that the U.S. commitment to Israel's security remains, quote, ironclad, amidst the news of the attack. U.S. officials, speaking to NBC News, said that America is prepared to help Israel defend its territory with assets currently stationed in the region, including the USS Kearney, a destroyer that was recently in the Red Sea, assisting with operations against Houthi militants. According to American officials, U.S. aircraft have also been scrambled and are actively involved in intercepting the drones. Now, in addition to Iran directly attacking Israel, its proxies are also reportedly involved. In a statement, Lebanese Hezbollah is claiming its militants launched dozens of Katyusha rockets targeting the IDF barracks in the Golan Heights. And that, my friends, is the special late edition of the President's Daily Brief for Saturday, 13 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back on Monday with more in-depth coverage of the Iranian strike on Israel. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, and even in these unstable times, stay cool.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.